It's a freezing cold evening in Domžale on the outskirts of Slovenia's capital, Ljubljana, but hundreds of people have gathered, steaming cups of mulled wine in hand, to watch the first ever European Cup ice climbing event here on the side of a parking garage in the center of the town.
It's the equilibrium, so you have to be in the balance, otherwise you fall.
Thomas Kerr is on the board of the International Climbing and Mountaineering Federation, and he reckons ice climbing would be a perfect fit for the Winter Olympics.
So first of all, the winter sports, Winter Olympics are not that crowded as the Summer Olympics. That's an advantage for us. The second thing is that we say moving vertically is an old human dream, and we are the only sport who does this. You know, all the rest is downhill or whatever, or flat. We go up, and this movement is a natural moving, so it's corresponding to the Olympic idea. Higher, faster, yeah. So
stronger. Saltier.
Yes, exactly. So the second thing is you have to convince the local organizing committee. So we have not only to work with the IOC, but we have more to work with, in our case now, with the Chinese National Olympic Committee.
It has to be said, this is a pretty gripping spectacle to watch. At the moment, we've got the teenage competitor Lukas Gertz, who's just skillfully got over an ice barrel suspended from the climbing wall, and he's now making his way up to the top with just under 3 minutes left on the clock to make it.
Maybe it looks like there's just power, but it's a lot about technique.
Janez Folsiak is Slovenia's top ice climber and European champion, but at this event he's set the route the climbers must take up and across the wall.
Well, rock climbing, you feel the hold. But here you just hold your ice axe and you don't know what did you hook on. And these rock holds are not really good. So you have to be really careful and you have to trust your instinct and your experience that you know that you put well, and then go slowly and put your legs on the right position.
So for an event like this, where you've got an artificial wall, and this is brand new, is this a really good simulation of what it's like climbing on ice?
Usually it's easier on the ice. This is more like mixed climbing. Compared to mountains, it would be like some ice and some rock. And here, because it's too warm and it's hard to make a lot of ice, we do it a bit artificially.
Angelika Reiner is Italy!
The climbers all have the same equipment: two brutally sharp ice axes and a pair of wickedly spiked shoes called fruit boots. But some can't help standing out. Italy's Angelika Reiner is a three-time world champion and one of the sport's biggest stars. She says getting into the Olympics is vital for ice climbing's development, especially as rock climbing will be part of the Tokyo Games.
Ice climbing is not in the Olympics, and in Italy we have no federation for ice climbing. So there is no way of being a professional athlete only for the competitions.
So getting into the Olympics isn't just a matter of your ego for the sport, it's a matter of actually developing it so that athletes can take it seriously and the competition can increase its quality.
I think so, yes, it would be. Because then you have, I heard now also for sport climbing, there are a lot of young athletes that are going to be supported by their country because it's the first time that climbing is going to be at the Olympics. So there is quite a lot of funding for them. And for ice climbing, it's quite hard because the level has been becoming higher and higher over the past years. You have to be a professional athlete in your training, but you can't be in your payment.
Angelika's strongest competition at Domžale comes from the Dutch climber Marianne van der Steen. She's now in her 30s, but insists that age is no barrier to success in her chosen sport.
I really, really hope to make it to Beijing. And I believe that my body can still do this within, well, it's almost 5 years, 4 years. And if I can keep on training like I do right now. And also what I see is the sport itself and the facilities and the professionality of the athletes is developing so much that there is this possibility to do it. And in that way, the sport is definitely ready for it as well.
Go on, go on.
Conversely, if you're good enough, you're old enough. The top two in the men's event at Domžale are Switzerland's 18-year-old Lucas Gerz and the overall winner, 16-year-old French climber Luna Ladevant.
Congratulations, Luna! Well done!
Every little move of ice climbing, little evolution, is a way to go to the Olympics. Mm. And this is in good way.
So you and Lucas, you're like taking over. The youth are taking over.
Yeah, kind of. I think so.
You've got an 18-year-old and a 16-year-old in the top two.
Yeah, that's great, I think.
So ice climbing's future seems bright, even if Olympic participation is still up in the air. But if the drama at Domžale is any guide, the sport would be a fine addition to the Winter Games. For Monocle, in Domžale, I'm Guy Delaunay.